This free program is paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a member, think about joining with us to help keep free speech alive.
that drowns the tender reed. Some say love, it is a razor that leaves your soul to bleed. Some say love, it is a hunger, say love, it is a flower, and you, it's only seed. It's the heart afraid of breaking that never takes a chance. It's a song for karaoke, for all to desecrate, still let's sing it, okie-dokie, but first let's modulate, let's modulate. When the lyrics are too schmaltzy, and the notes are held too long, and you wonder if this ditty is a dirge.
The program contains subject matter that portrays gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered people as first-class citizens, deserving of an equal share of the American dream. Topics like this are known to piss off televangelists, backwater preachers, some talk show hosts, blue-haired biddies, several members of Congress, and other socially unacceptable outcasts like radical right-wing nut jobs. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Tuned into After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude, a continuing tradition here on KPFT 90.1 FM. The crew of After Hours is ready to bring you news, interviews, discussions, and music geared to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community and our allies. We are a diverse group here, but we all have one thing in common. We are out of the closet and urge everyone to come out of his or her closet as well. That means recognizing who you are, standing up for yourself and your rights, and being proud of who you are. We understand that this might not be possible due to age, job, or frame of mind, but remember, we are here especially for you. So kick back and relax and get ready for this week's edition of After Hours.
Houston, Galveston, and the world. This is the Saturday, October 15th edition of After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude. I'm Chris Harrison. I'll be your co-executive for today's evening.
And I'm Jimmy Carper. I'm the other one. Yes, indeedy. So we want to talk about the music we played first. You notice we played three songs, which was very generous of us. We normally play just one or two, depending on what's going on tonight. But we don't have a first segment. Dion is taking the night off. And in fact, she's only going to do two more months. She's going to do November and December, and she is retiring from the Black on Black segment.
Not bad for a guest host to be commandeered.
Yes, I know. So, you know, of course, we're actively seeking out a new segment host for the Black on Black segment.
And still looking for Hispanic.
Yes, always looking for that Hispanic producer for the Hispanic.
So I was even willing to go on the air.
Hispanic segment, yes. And we're keeping that slot open because I think it's very important to have the Hispanic viewpoint on After Hours.
Especially here in Texas.
Oh, yeah.
I remember here on LSA yesterday someone posted a thing that Texas is one of like four or five states that Anglo-Caucasian is in the not in the majority. So we definitely if we're 10% and Hispanic community is more than 50% or the majority of citizens in Texas, pretty sure there's a few.
Well, I don't think there's any majority. I think that's the point.
Well,
no one is plurality. Over 50%.
Plurality.
Yeah.
Or whatever one of those words are that they throw around only around election
time. Okay. Well, let's get back to that music that you heard. The first one was new music by Daniel Link from his brand new CD called...
Don't ask me.
It's over there.
Oh, it's over here. Okay. The certain person there was using as a coaster for his beverage.
Oh, lovely.
Jackass.
Hi, yeah, Sandy. Love you.
Heard me. I have another one. I'm sorry. He reminds me too much of my father. and that's not a good thing. Daniel Link, The Color of Rain CD, and we played...
Altar Boy.
Altar Boy?
Number five, yes.
They're not numbered, so tell me the number ain't going to help.
There's a huge religious overture in this one. And some serious music, but Daniel's a pretty serious artist. It's a really wonderful CD. And it's long. There's like, 16, 18 cuts to it?
It's called Recovering Catholic Music.
Yes, exactly.
Is the subtitle.
Yes, that's my favorite. I love that. That's how I describe myself, a recovering Catholic. Very important if you're gay. Not only if you're gay, I got that phrase from my landlord, who was born in New Orleans and went to Catholic schools and became a recovering Catholic and showed me the way, which was really nice of him. Anyway, last week we started out the show with the first song on that CD called Evergreen. No, it's not the one you think. This is a brand new song. And in the weeks to come, we'll be playing more off of this because I really, really like this CD. The second one we played was my second favorite CD of the month. By Candy Kane, our favorite bisexual artist, and that was
we played
called
11. So that was I Could Fall for You.
Yeah. Then we had the Kinsey Six with their version of The Rose, and there's a particular reason I played that because this is enthronement weekend for ICOH, the Imperial Court of Houston, Space City Empire. It's called enthronement because the old monarchs or co-presidents step down and the new monarchs step up. So it's a big tux affair and gowns for the women and men who were wearing women's clothing and big jewels and crowns, and it's just lots of flash and pomp and circumstance. But that's being held at the Crown Plaza tomorrow night, and there are all kinds of festivities. It started last weekend, and it's going through till Sunday night. So a whole bunch of stuff is going to go on, and four of us are going to be lip-syncing that song during the festivities.
The Kinsey Six version?
The Kinsey Six version, yes. Yes, we had a rehearsal last night, and I think it's going to be pretty damn good. We've got two men in tuxes, a woman, and a man in a dress who's doing this, and it's going to be pretty funny.
Are you going to put Judy in a dress?
Yes. Yes, Judy is going to be in a dress. Yes. A gown.
That's almost worth the price of admission.
See, well, the admission is $50. It's for charity, but you have 5 hours of open bar. You can do a lot of damage with 5 hours of open bar.
Yeah. On your liver, on the cars around you.
Yeah, well, whatever. That's going on tomorrow night. What went on tonight? Oh, thank you very much. Big Roy with a cup of coffee. Yeah, put it right there. There was the Ambassadors of the Universe show at EJ's. That is the show for our out-of-town guests. We've got people from Calgary and Portland and Seattle and a couple other places. And right now, they are on a bar run that was put together by the Emperor and Empress. And it was unknown as to which four bars they were going to after EJ's. I suspect Mary's is going to be one.
Naturally.
And probably Michael's Outpost. That's another bar that we get to do shows in, and probably the BRB. With EJ's, those are the four bars that we utilize the most. And I don't know, probably the Ripcord or something like that to finish up. Yeah, so right now they're on the bus, which going from bar to bar, and there's much flowing booze on the bus, and they're holding a contest. Emperor and Empress of Eastside Trash. Hey, you know, it's all for fun. It's all for charity.
Yeah, that's the important part.
Mm-hmm. In this past year, the rain beneficiary has been Camp Hope, which sends children affected with HIV/AIDS to summer camp for a week.
And then the new monarchs will choose who the charity will be for the following year, and that comes as part of the enthronement ceremonies.
Yes, yeah, sorry. The new monarchs, yes, there'll be a new main charity from the new monarchs, and we'll find out about that at Cotillion, which happens the middle of next month. That's when they name their court, all of the counts and viscounts and dukes and duchesses and, you know, all the way down the line to barons and ladies. It's all for fun. The empire is imaginary. The jewelry is fake. But the fundraising is for real. And that's about where half the money from ICOH goes. The other half is direct benefits to other organizations that need funding throughout the year. I know GCAM has been the recipient of several shows. They've been very generous to GCAM, helped us move and take over a minute, will you?
Yeah, sweet guilt there. We'll get back to the ICOH stuff here. One thing you want to pick up is this month's Outsmart Magazine, the October edition. We're going to skip ahead here. We're going to we're going to do this here.
Okay. Well, we're almost pretty much through with this.
Okay, let's go back to ICOH, and then we'll talk about Outsmart.
Oh, okay. So they're doing that on the bar run, and tomorrow is enthronement, and that's at the Crown Plaza Hotel downtown. Festivities start at 6, and after everything is done, everybody goes to the hospitality suite, and they close that down maybe at 4.
Don't tell TABC that.
And then the Victory Brunch will be on Sunday, 11 a.m. And then the Seattle Party at 3 p.m. at EJ's, and the Victory Party at 6 p.m. at Mary's. Whew! A full weekend for members of ICOH. Now, back to... Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to start looking for something to play next here.
Oh, okay. So I will say that I tuned in this evening to Bill Maher on HBO, his new show of the week, and he just rips Harriet Myers a new one. It is wonderful. It is wonderful. He spares nothing, as do his guests. So,
well, I'll be honest. I haven't really listened much to what she has done in the past. I know. Didn't they say she? I know
she's a 60-year-old unmarried evangelical Christian lawyer.
So it's basically,
she used to be
a nun who can choose what she wants to wear.
She used to be a 40-year-old unmarried Catholic city council member of Dallas.
Oh. She's moved up in the world.
Yes. Uh-huh. I guess the Catholic Church was not conservative enough for her. Imagine that.
Well, you know, we haven't heard of the Dallas priest diddling the altar boys, so, you know, they must be a little more liberal.
Just because you haven't heard about it.
But, I mean, I know she worked on... I forget which side she worked on. I know that something came up. She just argued something with a gay rights case, but it wasn't she was like a judge or anything.
No.
She has no experience.
No.
Banging a gavel. She's basically a house lawyer, you know, following the predecessor who wrote the manual on how the United States can legally torture Afghanis.
Imagine that.
That's that's what we get.
You were looking for something to play and all the music's over here by me.
Well, I was looking through. I kept grabbing CDs. I was like, I don't know what I want.
Okay.
This month, Outsmart Magazine.
Yes.
The gayest and greatest.
This year.
And Coffee, the drag queen extraordinaire, is on the cover.
Yes.
It took me a second to realize who that was. I had to read the... I had to actually read it. I just couldn't look at the pictures.
You couldn't. My God.
It's been a while since I've seen Coffee.
Must have been.
Well, you know, there's another person that's, you know, similar in stature to Coffee who somehow picked up an award. Maria Todd. Favorite radio personality who... somehow scared away her co-host. I'm not saying anything.
I know nothing.
Yeah. But runner-up is sitting next to us here. Finally, KPFT's After Hours gets mentioned in Gayest and Greatest. Jimmy Carper, runner-up for Favorite Radio Personality.
That's sweet. Thank you, Houston.
A couple other KPFTers on here. Ray Hill got Community Hero Mail.
Oh, he certainly did. Jack Walensky was a runner-up.
Runner-up with Ray Hill for prominent GLBT male activist.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the only connections we had in here. Come on, they've got to give an award to Hatch in here somewhere. I kind of just browsed through.
I don't know. I actually didn't get a chance to look at the whole thing.
Apparently, the people in here don't know the guy standing behind us because favorite community photographer, he didn't get runner-up.
Who's the favorite?
It's not Dalton. It's not a GLBT event in Houston unless Dalton appears, so of course.
Well, there are others.
I don't know who these other two are.
Who?
Yvonne Fies.
Yeah.
And David Lewis.
David Lewis.
Woman's group.
I don't know David Lewis. How about Stephen David?
No. Well, community photographer, not like portrait.
Oh. Well, he does all of the pictures for ICOH.
Favorite male all-pro athlete, David Carr. Yeah. He's slinging beef over at HEB. When he starts selling Fruit of the Looms, call me.
What you're looking for is Fruit of the Loins.
Were we at that jungle? Favorite benefit of the year, it says runner-up was Jungle 12, and that's the event we were at.
Oh. Cool.
Don't see Hatch in there. I'm surprised.
How about restaurants? I'm always interested in the restaurants.
Well, I like it. My company's in here twice.
Oh, well.
Most supportive of the GLBT community, local. And another place in there I forgot.
And that place would happen to be?
Continental.
Ah.
I'm not there yet officially. Let's see. Dining. Best new restaurant. Aladdin.
That's not bad.
Runner-up was Pronto.
Where's that?
I don't know.
Never heard of it.
Best restaurant for people watching, Baba Yaga, which is where we've...
Of course.
We did a couple of interviews from there.
Yeah. Christopher Rice interview was...
Farrago's, Hollywood Book and Cafe, Barnaby's Cafe.
Uh-huh.
24-hour restaurant, Katz's.
Of course. Well, you know, there is House of Guys.
That was runner-up. And IHOP.
Ew. People actually eat there?
Well, you know, when you've had too much at the bars.
Oh, I see. It's like, yeah, let's go to IHOP in case I puke it up. I haven't lost anything.
Yeah.
Okay.
IHOP and Denny's, you know.
Open late.
Yeah, and it's open late. Yeah,
Denny's other claim to fame is on it for your birthday. You got to eat for free. elegant restaurant, Mark's.
Yeah, it's in an old church. Right across the street from EJ's, as a matter of fact.
I don't know. Never trust a restaurant that's right next door to a veterinary clinic.
That's a good point, too.
But then again, it's not a Chinese restaurant.
Yes,
so.
Well, EJ's is right behind that vet's clinic, and so I have seen a few stray dogs in EJ's, I must admit.
And plenty of chicken. best restaurant for cheap eats, Langford Grocery and Market.
Langford?
It's on Dennis Street.
Oh.
Outdoor dining, Baba Yaga.
Uh-huh.
Breakfast, Baby Barnaby.
I'm never up. Breakfast is out of the question at breakfast time for me.
Brunch is La Strada. Lunch spot is Baba Yaga. Did they print off their own? Some of these people, I swear.
You know, I know. There's so many other restaurants around, you know, like the Vietnamese.
We're not accusing you, Baba Yaga, but it's just...
No, the Vietnamese restaurant over at Hollywood is very good.
Best dessert was Dessert Cafe Gallery. Coffee House was Starbucks.
Youth.
Runner-up was Diedrich. Barbecue was good. Best Cajun food is Raging Cajun.
Oh.
Chinese is Cam's.
Oh, Cam's is good. And it's right there on Montrose.
Cuban is El Mason.
Mm-hmm.
Greek, Nico Nico.
What a surprise. And also, Nico Nico's may be the cleanest restaurant I've ever walked into.
Well, they got all those blue ribbons from...
Marvin.
Yeah, Marvin. You know, it's so clean, you could even take his rug off on there.
Ooh, I would want to.
Best burger, Langford Grocery.
I'm going to have to go to this Langford Grocery.
Best Indian, Khyber.
Mm-hmm.
Italian, Rivas.
Oh, and Rivas is good. And you know, it's not that expensive.
No, I mean...
And you get actual napkins, cloth napkins. And
it's a nice restaurant, a lot of nice food, you know.
Yes.
Rather than going to...
Man, that is a date restaurant.
Yeah.
That is to go on a date. That's really nice.
You remind me, didn't you?
I guess I had to. Evidently, went there with someone. Mm.
So, yeah, my first ever date was at Rivas.
Oh. Sorry. Don't let it stop you from...
There's a voice down in Pasadena yelling, change the subject!
That's a human
thing. Oh, well.
Best pizza, Star Soul Food.
You know, Star Pizza is really good.
Best soul food?
This is it.
Yeah, that's the name of it.
I know. It is good.
Best sushi, Osaka.
And now, this is it. It's on
West Ray.
Yeah. It's right before West Gray becomes a two-way street. It's still one way at that point.
Ah.
Going away from town.
One way?
Mm-hmm.
I'm suburban. We don't believe in one ways. Unless it's the feeder. That's what got us in trouble with the evacuation room.
I'm a feeder.
Best tie is Nitnoi.
Nitnoi.
Nitnoi. Vegetarian is Hobbit Cafe.
Uh-huh.
Vietnamese is Kim Song. And best restaurant in a category we forgot was best Moroccan, which is Saffron Moroccan.
Where?
On Lexington.
Oh. There's a wonderful Moroccan restaurant right here on Westheimer.
Oh. Only Lexington I know is down in Sugarland.
Yeah. No, there's a Lexington.
Best place for first date is Baba Yaga.
No, it's Riva's.
Oh, for
the Baba Yaga's.
Runner-up is Starbucks and Barnaby's.
Ooh. You take a date to Starbucks?
Well, you know.
There was a time I'd said that wouldn't have been a cheap date.
Yeah, that's true. It's not cheap anymore.
Oh, here we go. Let's get another really queer stuff. Best theatrical production of a national tour, Phantom of the Opera.
What a surprise.
Runner-up, Hairspray and Wicked, which hasn't played here yet.
I know. It's about 2 weeks away, isn't it?
Yeah. Best theatrical production, local, Honky Tonk Angels and Stages.
Mm-hmm.
Concert of the Year, Bette Midler. GLBT News Event of the Year, the Gay Marriage Amendment. Runners-up were the Canada-Spain official recognition of same-sex marriage and the premiere of Logo.
Does Time Warner carry Logo?
No, and from what I've heard from someone who called them, they want to wait. They'd like to wait a little while before
they
have a new to make sure they're viable. I was going to rip into them.
I'm surprised that they just don't go ahead and get, you know, how money hungry those people are.
Well, I think also part of it comes from the fact that Logo is technically owned by some of their competition. Logo is Viacom.
Oh. I thought MTV owned it.
That's MTV is owned by Viacom.
Oh.
MTV, Showtime.
Uh-huh.
And HBO is owned by Time Warner owns HBO.
Oh, is that how that
it
works?
It could be part of that. They want to wait a little while, but then when I found out about that, I was looking into this new station they put on their digital platform called TV One, and I thought, this sounds fairly new. I've never heard of it before, and then find out it's been around for a year, and right after their 1 year anniversary is when they put it on Time Warner.
Oh, is it gay?
No, it's a African American station.
Oh.
That's on the cable.
Uh-huh.
But it sounds like they want to wait there. I'll be honest with you. I've seen a little bit of Logo. Brent and I's got satellite cable. And it'll probably be a little bit better when they find programming to put on it.
Well, yeah. Yeah, there's just not enough programming out there for a 24-hour station.
Yeah, but the fact is this.
and they have their own. They're doing their own stuff.
Well, no, not right now. They are. They've got some. They've got some, like some queer travel shows and all that.
Yeah. What about that that series that what's his name, Chad Allen, is doing?
That's on Here TV. That's on pay per view.
Really?
Yeah. He's on. There's three queer networks in the United States. The only one you can get in Houston on Time Warner is here.
I just thought I read something about him being on Logo.
No, it wasn't. It's not Logo. It's either...
There was an article in The Advocate just a few weeks ago.
It was either... Like I said, if it's not here, then it's QTV. I don't remember. I don't remember which... I know it's not.
Yeah, you know, during Pride last year, this past year, they were screaming about QTV and Here TV and all that, and we can't even get them.
Well, Here TV is in Houston. You can get it. But all of their programming is pay-per-view.
Well, that sucks.
So to see any of it is going to cost you like $3.95 to see a movie. And you have to have digital cable.
Well, I have digital cable.
Yeah, so you got to push all the funny buttons to find it.
I know. Pay
you don't
TV, you know, the pay per view now. That's ridiculous.
Let's see here.
Oh, he's at the old computer, folks. Going to look it up.
I'm sure. Ooh. Joey Lawrence and Chad Allen are doing a movie together?
Who?
Joey Lawrence.
Oh.
Oh.
What?
Spring Break turns into a bloodbath. That's an old movie, actually.
Lovely.
Now I'm seeing. Let's see, his thing on Star Trek Next Generation.
What, are you looking up Chad Allen?
Yeah. I went to his official fan site and didn't help any. Oh, the hell with that. We're going to go to IMDb.
Google him.
I did Google him. That's where I was getting there.
Yeah.
Third Man Out is the name of that series.
Yes.
I don't know where...
Do we have any...
Fake Dick Steel?
Do we have any computer hunting music we could play in the background?
I'm just trying to figure out how come there's a character called Fake Dick Steel number one.
I don't want to know.
Fake Dick Steel number two.
I still don't want to know.
And Fake Dick Steel number two is a girl. Well.
Yeah, well, she may be packing, honey.
Okay, let's Google third.
You just never know.
Yeah, unfortunately, things aren't helping me out here. Hey, someone out there know what's going on? Can you just call?
Yes, 713-526-5738, if you can clear up the Chad Allen thing.
It's on Here TV.
It is?
Yeah. I finally got to... I didn't remember the website for Here TV. It's HereTV.com.
Well, that's
pretty self-explanatory.
Well, you never know. You know, there's so many different ways they can do this stuff.
Mm.
But yeah, no, that's on Here TV.
Okay.
So that's one you can get here in Houston. You just gotta if you got digital cable, go to channel one, and then you got to go to premiums, and then go to number one. And like I said, you have to order all that
goodness
stuff there.
Ain't happening.
Yeah.
Not gonna do it.
Quick look through here. Anise Parker got favorite politician in the Outsmarts.
Yeah, she got everything.
Gee, here's something unusual.
What?
Best local website went to Outsmart Magazine.
Did it now.
Well,
a bunch of suck-ups.
Yeah, you heard us, Tim. Best national website, gay.com.
Why?
I'm followed up by manhunt.com.
Oh, my God. Tap Hunter is 74 years old. I cannot believe it.
And you remember back
Paul's
when he was young
here.
And
can
pretty.
Can you believe that?
I saw him on one of those late night talk shows that shouldn't be allowed on.
Looking bad, huh?
He didn't have his full makeup.
Oh. Yeah, I saw him a few years ago. He looked a little used. Yeah, he's got a new book out.
Yeah, so he's pop. He was on Larry King. He was on Extra earlier today, hanging around with a horse.
Oh, nice.
Boy bunnies.
Well.
Yeah. This is on the bio picture.
But I hear that he's He outs people who have already been outed, but he doesn't out people who are still alive and don't want to be out.
Oh, yeah, like he admits he had an affair with Anthony Perkins.
Right.
So I was like, yeah.
Lust.
Yeah, well, that's like Cary Grant, when he was alive, saying that he had an affair with, what's his name? Randolph Scott. Duh.
Randolph Scott? No, no, that's... I forget where that's from.
Who what? For Randolph Scott or Cary Grant?
The Randolph Scott.
Randolph Scott was a matinee idol.
Yeah.
He had the looks. He was very, very, very handsome. His acting abilities, a little shy there. But he did a whole lot of westerns and, you know, war movies and whatever was popular, the popular genre of the day. So, yeah. And at one time, he and Cary Grant were roommates. And there's a bunch of Hollywood pictures of them sitting together at the dining table and, you know, doing all this domestic stuff.
Oh, that's weird.
What?
I need to bite my tongue when I said about Logo not wanting to work with Time Warner because of, you know, the Showtime HBO thing. Logo's going to be showing Angels in America.
Oh.
And they'll be showing The Celluloid Closet and Wonderful.
Those are HBO things, aren't they?
I don't remember if HBO did Celluloid Closet, but Angels in America was a HBO special.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's so many. I mean, okay, let's see. The films they're doing: Madonna, Truth or Dare, Ma Vie en Rose,
yeah,
Latter Days,
yeah,
Eight Women, Suspicion Reigns When Eight Women Are Stranded with One Murdered Man.
Oh.
Saving Silverman.
Whatever.
And Prom Queen.
Yeah.
A high school student ignites the media by taking his boyfriend to the prom.
And I should pay a lot of money for this one?
Well, this is Logo. This isn't Here TV. This is the one that eventually will trickle down to getting onto local television.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know where they're going to be. If there's not anything on here telling you where to get it, how to, you know, who do you need to yell to get the programming?
DirecTV.
Yeah, well, you got to go to satellite, but yeah, I mean, when you think about the fact this is made by the people from MTV, who really, you know, 25 years ago took the initiative to put music on television 24 hours a day and had that great thing of call your local cable company and say, I want my MTV.
Yes, exactly.
And, you know, it doesn't, I mean, they don't,
well,
they're not seeing
and
it
now you
as much
you
on there.
Tune into MTV and you have to, you know, watch it for half a day before you see a music video.
Yeah, that's a weird thing. You flip, I mean... I remember when MTV played music videos.
Yes.
Then the younger generation can say, I remember when VH1 played music videos. And then there's another one they can say, I remember when M2 used to play music videos, from what I hear.
Mm. They still do.
But it's... I don't know. Someone get us some music. We need to figure out. This is After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude. Unfortunately, our first segment host is not here. We're waiting for Diane Rose. Hopefully, we'll be here for the second segment. If not, we're going to play music. We're going to do some rip and read.
We're going to do a lot of things.
Figure out something to do.
Got some people on here make fools of themselves. You know, whatever. Whatever
like
it
that's
takes.
Hard to do.
Do you have a song queued up?
No. It's just...
What?
A song.
you're greatly here. Showing the what.
Chances are
that he might find a song in that CD.
No, that's the cut I want him to play.
Oh, wow.
That is the David Alan Moore's CD you have in your hand, isn't it?
I don't know. I'm not paying attention.
He does a really nice version of this.
I just picked a CD.
This is After Hours.
Live radio.
Live volunteer radio.
Don't with lots of attitude, folks.
And remember, in a couple of weeks when we're asking for your pledge of support, don't remember this show.
Ouch!
Chances are, if I wear a silly grin, the moment you come in, chances are you think that I'm in love with you. Just because my composure sort of slips the moment that your lips meet mine, chances are you think my heart's your valentine. In the magic of moonlight, when I sigh, hold me close, dear. Chances are you believe the stars that fill
thank you. Oh, from two below. It's a badass country as you can go. My master's in class, I don't give a hoot. I'm from the sticks and I'm queer to boot. I'm a white trash, dirty old white trash. But daddy told me, son, you'll never be more than white trash. But daddy told me, son, you'll never be more than white.
This is After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude, on listener-sponsored, commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast. KPFT 90.1 FM Houston, 89.5 Galveston, and always on the World Wide Web at kpft.org.
Well, I'm really going down, down on my knees. Baby really wants it bad. Town trial. And I know, baby, we'll leave here
letter from his lover. He locked safely in a drawer until a witch hunt of McCarthy's cell demanded he be put on trial. They said he loved his sexuality, that's a national security. Oh no. Heterosexism knocks you down, but pick yourself up off the ground and challenge them to a second round. Get a lawyer, file a report, drag their asses back into court. That's one way you can fight when heterosexism strikes. Don't let them break you or make you miserable. Don't let them take you and make you invisible. We're here, we're queer, that's a natural fact. When heterosexism strikes, strike back.
Ian Phillips.
Yeah, I had to pull them out.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a while since we played them.
Is that mine? Was that
no, it's
station
my CD.
CD or
no? It's my CD.
Oh, okay.
I have cassettes, and then eventually, I probably about 2000, I finally decided to go out and start buying CDs.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what we'll just do.
And before
start
that,
start for number one and just start playing. Before that, we got a little country twangy.
Yeah, with a little bluesy there toward the end.
Gary Floyd, A Better Man.
Yeah, that was the bluesy one.
And before that was Doug Stevens with White Trash.
Uh-huh.
Sid Spencer, All I Can Handle.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff...
Miller.
Miller, that's what I thought I wrote.
Yep.
Where's my glasses?
Are you serious? Yes. Jeff Miller with...
I Want to Be a Cowboy Sweetheart.
Yeah.
With the...
Yeah, he's pretty good at that.
Actually, what, did we get phone calls on that when we did the Rita Marathon? They liked that one.
Yeah.
And started off with Chances
and
Are.
And those were straight people.
Yeah. Expecting to hear coon-ass music.
Yes, and hearing a man talking about he wants to be a cowboy sweetheart. Hello.
So,
and before that,
was Chances Are by David Moore.
David Allen Moore's, and All I Can Handle, or...
Okay. No, Chances Are.
Chances Are, gotcha.
All I Can Handle was Sid Spencer.
Gotcha, yes, yes, the late, great Sid Spencer, as a matter of fact. Okay.
I'm not officially worried.
We need to play another cut from Daniel Link's CD.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We need to play number one.
Didn't you play number one last week?
I opened the show with number one.
See, you know, we need to have we should have coordinated it better.
Why?
We should have played Doug Stevens' White Trash, followed by Candy Cane, White Trash Girl.
Oh. Wasn't thinking.
A twofer special.
He's been watching the pink panther.
Yeah.
Pop that in. Evergreen?
Yep, that's the one.
All right, more music
really like
because...
it. We can.
We can, and Diane, if you're out there, I hope you're on your way.
And so there's this great big, the music issue of TXT Magazine. Our critic looks at the albums of autumn. And I'm trying to... Oh, Melissa. Okay, there is a queer here.
Oh.
I mean, yeah. It's Linda Ader, and we've got Barbra Streisand and Bette Midler, and... We're the queer artists.
And when we return, Jimmy will be doing his haunting rendition of Send in the Queers.
Here you go.
Star of the Michelle loves him with a smile, he kills him with a touch. This love girl won't tell you no. Will she ever say yes? Will she ever beg? I don't know.
Queers from Houston, well, from Texas. Texas, anyway. We started that out with
Daniel Link
from Austin.
And that was Evergreen.
Mm-hmm. Off of his new CD.
Christy Claxton.
From halfway Austin. Between Austin and Houston.
And now on the back of some milk carton because we can't find her.
No, she's. She's doing more behind the scenes. She's putting different shows together, her and her lover or putting shows on with other talent. And Houston's own...
Sarah Golden.
Yes.
Who got her start on this show.
As a matter of fact.
Back when she was a hatchling. That was a song, I just picked it because of the title.
What?
I Love You More Than Jell-O.
Yes, that's a very good song. Yes, I have an autographed copy.
Oh, I just saw the word KPFT on here. I was like, oh. In the dedication, there's a dedication to KPFT. Well, a certain person at KPFT.
Well, I bought the CD.
No, it's not you.
Oh. Oh.
Rourke.
Oh, yes. Yeah, he played her during drive time.
Yeah. Is this the week he's still here with the station? Or is he
don't know. It's hard to keep up. Well, the Misfits Ball that was supposed to happen during Hurricane Rita has...
What been, Hurricane Rita?
Yeah, well, has been rescheduled for October the 23rd. That's locker room lockdown. And be as bare as you dare, but be street legal. That happens Sunday, October the 23rd at Numbers 300 Westheimer from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. This is a fundraiser, folks, so there is a minimum $10 donation. And you can find out more information at dubcubed.misfitshouston.org. Misfits, M-I-S-F-I-T-S, Houston, one word, .org. And Camp, Coffee Camp, is a place for HIV-positive or chronically ill people to hang out. It's getting out of the house and heading down to Bering just to hang out and, I don't know, play movies, card games, whatever. Currently, the meetings are Thursdays from 2 to 4 p.m. at Bering in the community room. That's 1440 Harold, parking in the rear. Happy.
Oh my God, he remembered what I said 2 weeks ago.
Yes, yes, yes. And as that group grows, more times will probably be added. Now, coming up on... It already happened. for the bisexuals out there and those who love them, the group meets every month on the third Thursday. That would be this coming Thursday, 7:30 at the Hobbit Cafe in the back dining room. That's located at 2240 Portsmouth, located off Richmond between Shepherd and Kirby. If you are still uncertain at the door, you can just ask one of the friendly staff members of the Hobbit Cafe. I guess what they mean, if you're still uncertain at the door, is where to sit, rather than uncertain about if you're bi or not. Okay.
We're going to get a whole debate on whether bisexuality is a debate, if you're uncertain about that at all.
There's still people in the queer community who just don't accept bisexuality as an orientation.
Yeah.
Still, to this day.
Yeah, I was looking at something earlier.
Drives me crazy.
It was surprising. I forget where it was I saw, but you know when they did the alphabet soup, they actually only did GLT.
Yeah.
You know, it's surprising enough they included a T. That some organizations included a T.
Yeah, I know.
But you know, to leave out the B.
I know that's incredible. There's still the debate going on that we did a study and found out that nobody is really bisexual because the people who claim to be bisexual really are turned on by one sex more than the other. Duh! Yeah. Of course. What do you think that 0 to 6 scale means? Only the people who are right dead center in the middle are equally turned on by men and women. Then, yeah, there's varying degrees on either side.
And also it comes down to, people can be attracted to a certain thing on certain people. You know, I've caught myself more than once there staring at a lesbian going, it's a cute-looking guy.
Mm-hmm.
technically I was looking at a female interested, but once I quickly discovered I was wrong, I moisturized that with bleach and went on my merry way.
As often as I have knelt down and prayed at the altar of Priapus, there are still people who turn me on. And like I've said on the show many times, I was never more so surprised when I found myself physically attracted to a transgender woman.
Yeah. I love the way you subtly confuse people by telling them a roundabout way of praying at the altar of Priapus. Oh, God.
Education is a wonderful thing.
Yeah, look that up in your Funko Wagnalls. That's because I can't say Gerxer on the air.
Yeah, he can't.
See? That's one of the words. I can't say it.
You can't say rooster liquor.
No, can't do it. Can't do it.
Well, you can do it on air. You just can't say what you're doing.
So.
Been there, done that.
That's right. You know, I've had people say that. Tell me that I'm the gayest man they've ever known, and yet there are still people of the opposite sex, people of transgendered people who really, really turn my head. So, what do you say about that?
You're just confused.
Ah, see, right, there we go.
No,
I am a gay man. I know I'm a gay man.
Beauty knows no gender.
You are just greedy. You want it all. You want your surf and your turf.
And then the other end of the spectrum are people who believe that everyone is bisexual to a certain degree. It's just they repress themselves from acting on their impulses. Which, of course, is what is the basis for any of the ex-gay movements.
Yeah.
There's a big article in one of the Advocates recently about that, about all of these different Christian organizations and how any real medical or psychiatric organization just does not condone it.
Yeah.
Because reparative therapy doesn't work no matter what you're trying to repair. And you know, when it comes to homosexuality, lesbianism, bisexuality, transgenderism, there's nothing to fix, folks. Nope. It's there. It's part of that person.
But it's lust, and you can't allow that.
Oh, yes, because it's lust. Like, there's no lust in the straight world.
Wash their mouths out with soap.
You know, these people on the far right that want to preserve marriage by keeping us from getting married, I think what they really ought to do is go on the campaign to stop divorce. If they really want to keep same-sex or opposite-sex marriage alive, they need to outlaw divorce.
Yeah, well, but they're working on that. Arkansas is trying to.
Are you serious?
Arkansas has a thing called covenant marriages.
What's that?
What that is you have to jump through a few more hurdles to get married, and you have to jump through a lot more hurdles to get unmarried.
No kidding.
That there is a one-year cooling off period, that you can't get divorced, but you're go through therapy.
Listen,
and
by
counseling.
The time the couple decides they want a divorce, it's been cooled off for a long time.
But no, it's something they're trying to, you know, promote.
They're very trying.
This idea of what marriage is, and, you know, let's face it, go back, you want to read the Bible, you know, marriage is a contract.
Ta-da!
For someone to pass property.
There you go.
From one family to another, because women couldn't own property. And
exactly.
If you were cursed enough to have given birth, your wife only gave birth to females, you had no one to pass your property, your land, your cattle, your farm, all that. You had no one to pass it on to unless you got your girls married off to someone else. That's what marriage was about. And they signed the contract with a blood-stained marital sheet.
Oh!
Because part of it was you had to promise that you were giving the daughter was given as a virgin. And the honeymoon bridal sheets were given to the father of the bride so that if later on the husband tried to annul the marriage by saying, you know, she wasn't a virgin, she was a slut before she came here, the father can go to the little dowry chest and pull it and say, hey, look, here's the bed sheet. I'm serious.
I know you're serious. But, you know, there are some women who do not bleed when they lose their virginity. What happens?
Aren't even born with the hymen to cause that.
Or they lose it on a bicycle seat or something, you know.
We know way too much about the women's anatomy there for a gay man, huh?
You know, I think it's the whole idea of trying to control sexuality, institutionalized sexuality, is extremely suspect and very weird.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because it's, you know, you follow your heart, you know, you
Absolutely.
Follow your attraction. And, you know, I mean, I'm as gay as they come, too, and yet, you know, every now and then when I'm looking at pornography or whatever, I'll run across a female image fully, you know, there it is. And it doesn't interrupt my fantasies. I don't, you know, I mean, that's just me. I'm not saying that anything about anybody else, but just I don't see why it has to all be sort of compartmentalized and controlled. It sort of all flows. Everything flows from one thing to another.
Well, pornography is...
And you fall in love with who you fall in love with.
Yeah. Pornography is fantasy. Fantasy.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that's what you want to do. It doesn't mean that's who you want to do it with. I enjoy straight pornography. I know many lesbians who like to watch two guys going at it.
You know, that way, because when they use that against the guy, say, I would like to see you two women go together, and she'll go, I want to see you go with another guy.
Yeah, exactly.
She can at least coach him on with it. here's what you need to do. Open. Pretend you're going to the dentist. And no, you're not going to feel a little prick.
No.
Come on.
What?
Oh, that's a red.
Your screen is...
It's the colors are going. Interesting story I just came across.
Yes.
Our wonderful friend, Fred.
Fred.
Fred Phelps.
Oh, her.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's going around the country now protesting soldiers' funerals who were killed in Iraq.
Why?
Two reasons. One, because supposedly... Allegedly, the government is protecting homosexuality.
What?
Well, because it's one of those things.
They won't let us in the service.
They're sending him to Iraq now.
What it is is
discharging. They're sending him to Iraq.
Because they are not imposing the death penalty for homosexuality.
Oh, please.
They're, you know, because they're not imposing it on us, then that means they're allowing us. So he's been going out.
It's a good thing there's no death penalty for hypocrites, or he'd be in deep doo-doo.
But now he's been going out protesting veterans, soldiers who have been killed by improvised explosive devices, IEDs.
Uh-huh.
Because supposedly one of them was used against his compound several years ago. I don't know if someone threw a Molotov cocktail or threw something that went boom and... So he's protesting, saying, with all of his God hates fags and... God hates America and all the other stuff. Well, he was at six of his brethren, which is probably a proper term for his flock.
It's all his family. That's all that are members of his church.
They went to protest, you know, saying that God spoke was speaking through them about this.
I'm sure.
Well, 100 members of the Veterans of Foreign Wars were on motorcycles.
Yeah.
And their motorcycles kind of were a little louder than six Kansas folk.
Gotcha.
And they went through there and drowned out. A little different than the angels used in Laramie. But...
Fred Phelps is God's speech impediment.
Yeah, great. I just pulled the plug on my... I pulled the plug on it.
He's grabbing technical details and difficulties with the scream. Help.
No, this is a scary moment. I got Jimmy doing technical support on the computer.
That should be...
I'm sitting here watching.
It's just for some reason this monitor, if you don't hold it the right way, the color goes all red.
Or it goes out.
Can you still read what's on there?
It's coming on.
Very, very, very difficultly. So, all right, but that's all on that part.
Oh, my God, it's Scott. Long lost Scott.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Hello, Scott.
Hello, Jimmy.
Where have you been, honey?
Overworked and underpaid.
Well, during the crew.
I need to look for a new job.
Yeah.
So, that was an interesting thing, of course, that was coming off of the wonderful, wonderful news gathering source. Eggs? Well, I didn't go to that website. This was off of the Daily Rotten.
Oh,
we'll talk more about another case of a transsexual unwelcome to the women's bathroom. Quote, if you have a penis, you should not go into a women's bathroom, unquote. That's part of the news article. Yeah, gotta love it when they put there we go.
Go in a stall.
Yeah, right?
It's Butte.
Well, they don't have urinals in a woman's bathroom.
Yeah.
Okay, that was coming out of Butte, Montana. Otherwise known as Butte, Montana.
I've been there.
She startled a female by going into there. So, all right, since we're kind of dying right now, should we go to some music?
Yeah.
Let's go to some music.
What do you got?
I don't know. For some reason, I decided to play some music with some fur on it.
Ooh.
I don't know why. It just happened that way. He's a little shaved, I guess, here. Bob Hartman's going to kick it off.
Oh, I like him.
So get your fur freak on. Let's go to music.
Do 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 alright. Pull down your shades and turn on your lasers. Everybody's gonna do it tonight. Everybody's gonna do it tonight. Yeah, everybody's gonna be alright. Turning the backseat, making your heart beat. Everybody's doing it tonight.
Glasses in 18 pieces. Rub your face in dog feces. Spit food in your face in the cafeteria. Fill your milk with ammonia so you're choking. The whole crowd goes into hysteria. In the hall they whistle at you, throw kisses at you, proposition you, push you into the bathroom and piss on you. In the classroom they leave thumbtacks at your chair on the seat, trip you, then drag you down the stairs by your feet. Hang you upside down on the fence over by the soccer field. Drag you naked from a speeding automobile. And all because you're queer. That's right, queer. You heard the magic word. As an adult, I'm looking fair. They assure you if that doesn't work, they prefer to keep it all blurred. They say you must be questioning, they're confused. While they keep pestering, there's gotta be something to choose. And the pressure keeps festering, so you can't stand it, you lit a fuse. While they desperately find someone, anyone to accuse. Like it's an abnormality or happened accidentally. Like you can't think intellectually, have the mentality to understand sexuality. Have the capacity or tenacity to think independently. But here's my advice, take it literally.
Just wanna wake up and
and the fools and the cows and the rules. Just leave this place and you'll never see the face again.
Just want to wake and I'll have a fool. And you'll never have to take another day in a cool day.
The thugs and the fools and the cows and the rules. And if you're gonna say this, we're the last one of them. Okay, so you try to go talk to the principal. You know the invisible man, the one that's only doing his job. That says you're the problem. The buffoons that slide with this platoon. And the car cop for a brain. While the bomb outside wastes the body of your remains. Make a kebab in your cranium. You tell him you documented every time you were bashed. He looks at the papers, takes the folder, and throws it in the trash. He says it's time for you to go. And why did you come here? But sir, I can't leave now. They'll throw me in the garbage dumpster. He says he's sick of hearing you rag. And if you didn't act like a fag, well then you wouldn't get beat up so much. You say I'm touched. And thank you very much. I'm sure if I'm surrounded, you'll be there in the touch. But I don't know if you noticed, but the crowd's getting restive below. And do you mind if I exit your window? I'll take the fire escape down and run for cover before they just cut me and start chasing. I can make it to the bus and hide behind the wheel casing.
Just run away till I have a fool. And you'll never have to take another day in the cool day.
The thugs and the fools and the cows and the rules. Just leave this place and you'll never see their face again.
Just run away till I have a fool. And you'll never have to take another day in the cool day.
The thugs and the fools and the cows and the rules. And if you're gonna save them, sue every last one of them.
So they catch you one day, pin you to the wall, beat you within an inch of your life. Carve them with faggot in your stomach with a pocket knife.
You go to the counselor, show him the gashes. His solution is to put you in special ed classes. So you go to the police, tell them everything that's been happening. You lift up your shirt, show them the scar, they start laughing. They won't make an arrest because it's too much paperwork. You say thanks a lot if you must say for jerk. So you finally find a teacher who's willing to assist you. So the kids boycott the class, say he must be a sissy too. And they transfer you from school to school and all the administrators to talk about his community values.
Just wanna wake till I have a good school. And you never have to take another day in the cool day.
The bugs and the fools and the cows and the rules. Just leave this place and you'll never see their face again.
Just wanna wake till I have a good school. And you never have to take another day in the cool day.
The bugs and the fools and the cows and the rules. And if you're gonna save them, sue every last one of them.
Just wanna wake till I have a good school. And you'll never have to take another day in the cool day.
The bugs and the fools and the cows and the rules. Just leave this place and you'll never see their face again.
Just wanna wake.
And the fools and the cows and the rules. And if you're gonna say that, then sue every last one of them. That's right, sue the teachers, the principals, the administrators, the school district, the police. Sue the assistant to the assistant to the assistant to the dean. Sue them all, make them pay.
watching the clock running down. So many times I wonder, where is this leading? Where will salvation be found?
Things to discuss. Now girls must use makeup, girls' names and girls' clothes, and boys must wear sneakers, but not panty hose. The grown-ups will teach you the rules to their dance, and if you get confused, they'll say, look in your pants. It's only a wee-wee, so what's the big deal? It's only a wee-wee, what's all the fuss? It's only a wee-wee, everyone's got one. There's better things to discuss. Now if I live to be nine, I won't understand why grown-ups are totally obsessed with glands. If I touch myself, don't you do that, I'm told. And they treat me like I might explode. It's only a wee-wee, what is the big deal? It's only a wee-wee, oh, what's all the fuss? It's only a wee-wee, and everyone's got one. There are better things to discuss. Now grown-ups, watch closely each move that you make. Boys, you must not cry, and girls, you must make cake. It's all very formal, and I think it smells. Let's all be abnormal, act like ourselves. It's only a wee-wee, so what's the big deal? It's only a wee-wee, what's all the fuss? It's only a wee-wee, everyone's got one. There are better things to discuss.
You're listening to After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude here on listener-sponsored commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always on the World Wide Web at kpft.org.
Snail mail is 419 Lovett Boulevard, Houston 77006, or you can call us 713-526-5738.
And we just got through playing a tribute to Fur.
Yes.
I don't know why, I just...
Whatever.
Kind of grabbed. Started off with Bob Hartman, Everyone's Doing It.
Mm-hmm.
Scott Free, Another Day of Cruelty. Mark Weigel, A Good Day.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Krasner, How Long Do I Have to Be Strong? And Music Bear with It's Only a Wee-Wee.
I see.
And we're going to use Music Bear as kind of our transitional piece. He's going to lead us from the Fur Factor story songs to a little bit of an anatomy lesson.
Oh, I'm scared.
Oh, you should be. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to the program and you hear one of these musics that sounds that kind of offends you, you're listening to Dead Air. My name is Sandy. And I dare you to call me in.
Anyway.
So, it's time now for that wonderful little anatomy lessons we're going to give you.
Yes. Starting
and,
with a
actually, yeah.
non-queer group.
Well, no, I've got the first one. I figure, you know, we've only played two women, three. Three women so far.
Which ooh.
Actually, for me, it means I've done a lot than usual. So let's go with gay...
Adegbolola.
Something like that.
Gay Adegbolola from the Uppity Blues Women, Sapphire. But this is her solo CD.
Big ovaries, baby. And guess what? The anatomy lesson only goes downhill from there.
Thank you. chocolates like a big old crisp, baby. Hey, name it if you will. Brazen or bodacious, I got ovaries of steel. Yeah, I got big old bris, baby. The gravy train has left you behind. And when you're all out of hope, down at the end of your rope, and nobody's there to throw you a line, if you ever get so low that you don't know which way to go, come on and take a walk in my shoes. Never worry about a thing, got the world on a string, 'cause I've got the cure for all of my blues.
All of his blues.
I take a look at my enormous penis, and my troubles start a melting away.
Bow, bow,
I take
bow,
a look at my enormous penis, and the happy times are coming to stay. I gotta sing and I dance when I glance in my pants. I end up feeling like a sunshiny day. I take a look at my enormous penis, and everything is going my way.
Put your fast fat for sure as you are. The best of the best of the penis.
life is sunshiny day.
Trouser monster,
everything is going my way. Everything is going my way.
Size doesn't matter.
Everything is going my way.
Try mine, but for now let's hear you.
everybody, 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 come on.
Everybody, everybody, everybody loves a muscle boy.
A muscle boy is sexy, a muscle boy is hot, a muscle boy is number one. Strutting down the street, opposing at the beach with that bubble butt going on. All brick and steel, he'll flex, you'll squeal, yeah. Everybody loves a muscle boy. A muscle boy's kidding, a muscle boy's got. A muscle boy will make you cream. In the showers, in the gym, or stripping at the club, he's your very own steroid dream. So rip and buff, you're wet, you're muck, yeah. Cause everybody loves a muscle boy.
Tribute to anatomy class. Started that all off with, in a way, it's only a wee wee by Muscle Bear. Music Bear, I'm sorry. He was kind of the bridge between fur and body parts.
Yes.
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 Yes. Gay Adegbalio.
Gay Adegbalola.
Yeah, whatever. Big ovaries, baby.
Mm-hmm.
It's 3:17 in the morning. I don't know names.
The free program you just heard was paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a KPFT member, we encourage you to join with us in keeping free speech alive by becoming one. Basic membership is still $35 a year. You don't have to, but you'll feel better. Thanks for listening.
Candy cane, all you can eat, and you can eat it all night long.
maybe we'll get there.
Maybe, huh?
Yeah, I mean, you gave me Janice, but I didn't recognize any of the songs on there.
Oh, are you kidding?
No.
You could play anything off of that. Anything. To Love Somebody, is that on there?
Oh, okay, I'm sorry, I didn't...
To Love Somebody, Work Me, Lord.
I mean, I am familiar with Janice.
Oh, okay.
Tunes there. I just didn't see one that I recognized.
Okay. Got a great letter.
I was raised by a hippie.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Had hair down his ass, and then when it fell out, so did his.
Yeah.
So did his leanings.
Got a great letter from Jaime.
Yes. Let me see the catalog.
Oh, it's a catalog, yes. Prevail Sport.
Yeah, since Paul didn't just let me see his catalog working on.
It's bathing suits. So is Paul's. He misses the show because he can't get used to it being on Friday nights, and I guess the guys can't stay up all night Friday like they can on Saturday or MBBs.
What's
so,
shame?
You know, he especially misses the music and all the guests and interviews, and I just can't live without it. So, starting this Friday, I'm going to load up on coffee and sugar and start listening to every show again. I've got to have it.
Be careful with the sugar. That'll make you crash.
Yes. Thank you very much for the nice catalog, as a matter of fact, that he enclosed.
Hold that up to the microphone.
See, when we got this in, it's in a brown envelope. I thought it was some artwork. And sure enough, it was.
Yes. Perfectly sculpted bodies.
I guess the rainbow. They couldn't put a bikini brief on there and call it Rainbow Stripe.
Wow. Hey, Jimmy, one of my paintings is on a 37 cent stamp at www.zazzle.com. ZAZZLE. The title of the painting and stamp, Imagine World Peace.
Cool.
I'm going to go look that up as soon as I get home. Or you can look it up right now, if you've got a screen.
Yeah, it's kind of there.
Zazzle, Z-A-Z-Z-L-E, .com, Imagine World Peace.
Let's see.
See what we get.
Hey, it's working on coming up here.
Oh, okay.
It could be one of those things. There are... Yeah, there's this new thing where you can put whatever you want on a stamp.
Oh!
Yeah, we can have Jimmy Carper stamps.
So you can have customized stamps.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone would want to lick those, but, you know.
They're self-adhesive.
Many men have licked my stamp.
Your stick'em?
Imagine...
World Peace.
Oh, I'm going to put space in there. Let's see, is that...
Oh. Imagine space, world, space, peace.
Oh, that's right. Sometimes this keyboard's pregnant.
Yes, folks, you too can hear the sound of waiting for things to download on the radio.
It's not coming up, Jaime. We'll have to look again and see on there, but... Like I said, it's one of those. I know one of the things. If you go to some websites, you can put, like I said, we can put Jimmy Carper on a stamp.
Who would want to?
Well, yeah. the Smoking Gun went to this thing once, and they sent a whole bunch of pictures in to see which ones would be approved. The Rosenthals.
Oh my!
Were put on a stamp. They even used a high school yearbook photo of Ted Kaczynski.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
The Unabomber.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Monica Lewinsky's little black dress. Stamps. Well, it's doing a search of all products.
And we'll do stamps.
Yes, dear. You want to go ahead and talk about your ambush?
Sure. I was over at one of the rental places in the Montrose, and I noticed there was an ambush, and that's the magazine for the Southeast, and it has Pensacola and everything, but it's primarily New Orleans, and I was like thrilled to see that they had pulled it together and put out a thing, because we've heard so many awful things about New Orleans and what has happened there, and it looks like the gay community is really bouncing back, and they have all these wonderful first-hand accounts of how people dealt with it, when they evacuated, what they witnessed, with their own eyes. And then there's lots of fun things like, what the Golden Lantern has, did Katrina blow your skirt up? Welcome back to the home of... And then the boys are back dancing nightly on the bar. You know, and so it's just, I don't know, it really did my heart good to see, that... some people are back in New Orleans, and they're the whole sense of having fun and the whole party spirit of New Orleans doesn't seem to be completely dampened, and that's good news no matter how you get it.
Yeah.
Well, they're already talking about that they may not have the full Mardi Gras event, but I heard them talking about having Carnival.
Yeah. Well, that's the first thing my younger brother, who loves Mardi Gras, was saying is like they'll have something. There's no way that New Orleans is not going to have some kind of Mardi Gras, no matter what condition the city's in.
Now, I know I heard how that on one of the television stations that the warehouse that housed all the Mardi Gras floats had been flooded out and everything was destroyed. The exact opposite is true.
Well, in the first place, they're not all... The amount of floats and parades they have, they couldn't all be in one warehouse anyway.
Well, the major one, supposedly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that Fox News report was false.
Good.
Those floats did manage to come through pretty much unscathed, right. Just like the rest of the French Quarter.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool, all right.
Well, from me being in New Orleans and all just got back, like not even a week ago, they're just now letting people back into New Orleans, but you have to be able to have to prove that you live in New Orleans to even get in it. Hmm. And they've just finally opened up, like, the French Quarter to the public, like to any mojo that wants to go in there. Hmm. But it was pretty bad. I was out there for a month, and it was under martial law. You couldn't...
You were working?
Yeah, I was working. You couldn't go into certain parishes without, you know, passes. You had to go to FEMA and get passes to go in, like...
Well, they probably wanted to cut down on
Yeah, there's a lot of looting.
Whatever.
There's a lot of crime. You couldn't be out of your house and your front door after 10 o'clock.
Wow.
You could go to jail.
Wow.
So what were you doing there?
I was actually working.
Yeah.
I was
doing?
Actually, everything. I was trying to work for a company called, I don't know if I can say it.
Jimmy?
Mm-hmm.
Could I say the company?
Yeah.
I was working for a company called Hydrochem.
Okay.
And I was and I was running around all the plants trying to fix them back up and blasting all the gunk that got thrown on the side of them from the bays.
Where did you get to stay?
Actually, I stayed with some friends that lived out there.
Yeah.
I followed them out there. And they stayed in Paradis in St. Charles Parish, which is about 24 miles from New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
So, man, and they lived 24 miles, and man, there was trees, huge oak trees ripped up by the roots.
Oh,
and
man.
I mean, and that was just like the lighter side of it. I drove into St. Charles Parish and got up towards the New Orleans area, and man, it was just...
There's no doubt that it's ravaged,
And I mean, the job market was just through the roof. I mean, everybody was hired. I mean, there was, I mean, it was hard not to see a place that didn't have a now hiring sign on it.
Wow.
And my wife went out there, got a job the first day there. I walked out there, got like 20 job offers. I mean, minimum pay starting out there was like $15.50 an hour. So,
wow,
I mean, they were hiring bad because most of the people that left didn't come back.
Yeah, but the living conditions must not be too great.
Oh, the living conditions sucked. Walmart, for the first time in record history, closed at 5 p.m.
Wow.
I mean, Walmart closed.
I don't know if that's a good... That might be a good thing.
Walmart closed, and it's so bad that they had to monitor and only let certain people at a time in. There was lines lined up down the side of Walmart to get in.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I went in to buy an air mattress because I didn't have a mattress. Sold out. Everything.
Everybody needs everything that was lost.
Yeah.
I mean, everything was sold out. If you had to be like the first one in the door so the night crew could restock.
Wow.
If you were the first one in the door, you might get something. But if you came in like noon...
But so, I mean, but work is going on in the city. It is going to come back.
By the time I left, they were supposed to, like, that weekend, they were supposed to put Walmart back to 24-hour. Everything was getting back to normal. I mean, it was just like, boom, 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 everything. In a month, everything just went right back to normal.
So let me ask you, why did you leave?
Work. I mean, I had a job, and it was good money.
No, come back here.
Why did I come back here? Oh, I came back to visit, and some problems happened, and now I'm here.
Okay.
Good.
So I'm back.
Okay.
Straight guy's back. But other than that, New Orleans is great.
As long as you're not a 60-some-odd-year-old black guy coming down the street.
Well, what was pretty cool about FEMA, how they did all the things with the houses, is the way they graded the houses, whether you can go in, they put a green, big old green dot sticker on your front door. Pretty much that means you're free to come move back in, your house is safe. They put a yellow one pretty much like, you know, you enter at your own risk. You get hurt, it's your fault. They put a red one, don't even enter.
Wow.
Wow.
And that's how they did it. And, you know, you drive through New Orleans, you see all these green stickers and yellows and red all over the place. And, of course, the ones that look like they just got hit by a tornado had a red sticker on it if there's a door left.
Yeah, really.
And, you know, it was pretty cool. I mean, it was an experience.
Another nice thing is that the death count is not anywhere near as bad as what we thought it would
still
be.
No.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and I was thinking about it. In a way, after all, it's almost like the Gulf Coast in Biloxi is worse off. I mean, because communities are just gone.
I mean,
some friends of the family lived, you know, of my parents lived in Waveland, and it's just gone.
Well, I mean, my ex-landlord, who is from New Orleans, his family is still there. He's He said he's got three cousins who are now living, who were living in New Orleans, and all three of their houses were demolished.
Oh, man.
His brother lived in Slidell and had a house up on stilts. It's gone. So,
yeah.
Well, when FEMA was there, they were actually, anybody who evacuated, period,
mm-hmm.
and had proof, like they got a hotel or had family members, they got $2,000 per person.
Well, you know,
and it was like, wow. And then, I mean, the line.
Yeah, but when you need everything, $2,000 doesn't go very
well. No, it doesn't. They reimburse you for your house. It's like one lady I was talking to right before I came back, she was like, yeah, everything was fine. And I came to my neighborhood, I'm walking, and they're right off the coastline. They're like, the whole neighborhood's fine. There's some fallen trees. All the houses are set up. I get to mine. I walk around the side of the house, and there's a yacht sitting in my house.
Oh my God.
She goes, I'm the only house in my neighborhood that hit.
Well, you know, one thing I was talking to a friend earlier about was there was a guy from New Orleans who was raised there, and he's now in Houston, and he was saying it won't be the same. And I said, well, but it'll still be New Orleans. He says, yeah, but it won't be the same. I said, well, you know, America is still fairly young. Our cities are relatively young.
Yeah.
When you think about London has burned to the ground several times.
That's
and been
true.
Rebuilt. And
so is,
I'm
so
sure
is New
it's
Orleans.
Still, so is New Orleans. And, yeah. and Rome has
and
risen and fallen.
To the ground.
Yeah. So
and
the
New
whole
Orleans
idea,
is much older than America.
Yeah, and the whole idea of a city being devastated and somehow it's not going to be the same city. No, it there's an essence to New Orleans that won't go away.
That's
look
right.
Galveston, you know, was back
that's right.
The 1900 storm came back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You
know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it took 100 years.
Well,
yeah.
Still, it came back at least.
San Francisco after that earthquake at the turn of the century.
But people from New Orleans, it's a different
mm-hmm.
world.
It is.
It is a different world over there. Like, people here in Houston are really, like, aggressive and mean. You know, and I can't drive down a block. I can't drive down a block in Louisiana without everybody
that's
in the
right.
neighborhood waving at
that's
me.
That's right.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, how you doing? You know, I start walking to the store and I'm
it
like,
was a great
yeah.
place.
Man.
It was a
and
great place.
And they knew me by name. They're like, hey, Jason, how's it going? What you need? Cigarettes?
But,
you know,
but the like, other thing is, in New Orleans, there's a mixture of the Catholic religion and the voodoo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's a given. It's a given, and it's also, even while it is Catholic, it's also wild and free and open and lots of sex and lots of bars. And
yeah.
And there's no age limit for bars.
Well, and the Catholic...
You can be 8 years old and go into a bar and get a
right,
drink.
That's right. And the Catholic stuff,
in New
too,
Orleans.
Is like... it's a lot of
yes.
Catholicism there is very Marian. I mean, it's very cult of Mary, too. So it's not... It's a softer
yes.
Catholicism.
Yes.
It was a wonderful place to grow up. I grew up there, and it was a great place to go through puberty because it wasn't so hard.
The fact that they have Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
For a Houstonian like me to walk in a corner store and there's bottles of liquor sitting on the counter, I'm like, wow, this is really different.
Yeah.
And then you look over in the corner and there's slot machines and poker machines.
And
I'm just like,
the bars don't close.
And they don't close.
Try
going
like,
into a...
I'm driving by a bar at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning and there's still a house full of people.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yep.
Wow, or, it's like way different.
Well, you know,
shuts down around here.
You
like
know,
crazy.
I was talking. What? I was talking
what,
about.
Chris?
I was talking about how when I was growing up, people would come to visit my parents, and they'd go to like the My Oh My Club out on Lake Pontchartrain,
yeah.
which is a drag club,
mm-hmm.
and it was nothing for normal, semi-conservative, regular married couples for a wonderful evening's entertainment to go to a drag club.
Well, you know that yeah.
it wasn't the prejudice, the strong prejudice.
No. Well, it was marketed
because
it was
right.
New Orleans. I think they could get away with
right.
it, number one.
Right.
And the My Oh My Club was marketed toward the straight audience,
mm-hmm.
not the gay audience at all.
Ah.
It was marketed, yeah.
Like Finocchio's in
absolutely.
San Francisco.
Absolutely.
Okay.
The same mm-hmm. thing. That's right.
That's gay history for you, those of you
and
who don't recognize those names.
They would also tout the fact that there, so many of their female impersonators were married.
Mm.
You know, of course that's BS, but hey.
And then they were married to a nice lesbian.
Yeah.
Then like a good sham marriage to, you know,
mm-hmm.
reassure the parents.
Yeah.
Well, you know, earlier this week, this one famous television evangelist managed to stick his foot into his mouth all the way up to the hip again. Again, he says that Katrina was God's wrath, God's payback for the sin in New Orleans, especially the French Quarter.
Sorry.
And I was saying,
gotta be Pat Robertson.
No,
and I was saying, you know, if God wanted to punish us, he would send FEMA. And if we didn't, and if we didn't behave after that, then he'd send Pat Robertson.
The fact that they're saying that, you know, Katrina was God's wrath on, you know, the homosexual festival and all that was going on down there and just the decadent lifestyle in general. I mean, if you wanted to punish the gays and lesbians that attended the Southern Decadence, why didn't he have the hurricane hit during?
Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, how ignorant are you? I mean, like, it was a punishment for what are they going to do? I guess it's going to tear it down. And they're going to come back next year once it's rebuilt.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what my basic theory about the whole thing in terms of you want to get spiritual about it is that I think that 9/11 happened and there was this opportunity to join the world community and then it was immediately politicized and it was like, terrorism, be afraid, everybody be afraid of each other. And everybody sort of froze. And then these natural disasters have happened and it kind of blew the doors off and people rediscovered that they needed to help each other.
Yeah.
You know, and I think it opened people's, to a certain extent, I think it opened people's hearts because you can't politicize, you know, you can't make Bush was being, oh, Big Daddy, we're going to spank those terrorists if they don't behave. Well, you can't make a hurricane behave. You can't make nature behave.
Make a hurricane.
You know, and I think it's opened people's hearts, and people aren't quite as afraid of each other as they were before all that.
Okay, David, you had mentioned that you had a copy of The Ambush.
Yeah.
That's a monthly newspaper of stuff going on in Louisiana.
Right.
For the GLBT community. And you were mentioning that quite a few of the bars had advertised, hey, we're open.
The Ambush, when it also
I had
out,
read some, yeah.
has, is all of the, it's centered in New Orleans, but it's covers the Gulf Coast. They have section in there for Houston.
Uh-huh.
They had sections in there for Dallas and Florida. And it was a very, normally, you know, it's probably about half the thickness of the Houston press.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And here's one that's reduced size, you know, this paper puts
miracle.
The voice to the to the shame and what
here's one from the Phoenix Bar.
It does.
We'll be back, fellas. The staff and owners of the Phoenix stand with the people of New Orleans and the Gulf South in mourning the losses we have all suffered. Losses too great to bear, and those many smaller losses, which when piled one on top of another, also become too great for any one of us to stand. But we are not any one of us. We are many, and we will bear this together, not alone. And together we will rebuild. We will rebuild each other's homes. We will rebuild each other's businesses. We will rebuild each other's lives. New Orleans shall rise again. Phew! All this raising and rebuilding is surely going to work up one hell of a thirst. Well, folks, you can just... So there's the come to the bar. Yeah.
On the human end of it, it's more... It's going to be... another 9/11, not politically and, not physically.
What do you mean?
By all means, there was not as great a death toll as in 9/11, but it's going to give us that same sense of togetherness, and it's going to bring people together.
In a different way, though, because I think 9/11, the way it was immediate politicized, it really made everybody suspicious and afraid of each other. And
well,
this
if anything,
has made
this
people look to each other for help.
Well, I know the homes are going to get built real fast.
Rather than depending on the government.
Bluebird Constructions, I think this is what it's called out there,
mm-hmm.
They just got like a $34 million contract to start rebuilding houses.
Whoa.
And, My wife's best friend's boyfriend was the grandson of the people that own it. So I talked to the guy personally. He's like, yeah, I just got like a $34 million contract. I'm about to build like 6,000 homes.
Dang.
And he's like, I got to do this in the next like 2 years. So things are really going to start. And he's like, I'm one of like 350 contractors.
Mm-hmm.
So
wow.
He's like, wow. Man, I got like 3,000 or 4,000 crew under me.
Yeah.
Well, you know, but one
it's
thing
happen.
One thing I have seen though, and I think it'd be good to keep an eye on this, is there's a lot of plans for a lot of middle class housing, but there's no plans for low income housing, and that thing about they're using that as an opportunity to get all the poor people out of the city.
That's what I heard.
We'll see. Yeah,
that's what I heard.
I mean, the Ninth Ward was completely wrecked by the storm.
Yeah.
There's an
Nothing less, excuse me.
And there was a thriving underground art community there as well. I mean, besides just the poor black people, it was also a thriving, really vital art and music scene.
You know?
And there was a middle class to the Ninth Ward also.
Yeah, right, right.
They also have the radio stations up out there, and there's some non-profit organization. It's got, like, the non-profit organization out there, I don't know which one it is, they have, like, five radio stations all on five different channels.
Oh,
all on the same station, and they were talking and giving some...
Unless they really do something very drastic with the levies, whatever they call it. Unless they do something very drastic, that Ninth Ward will continue being, even though when it gets rebuilt, it will be low income because they won't be able to get middle and upper class people to move into that.
Unless they grade raise it like they did.
I saw a thing on the news about that and how people are really sort of freaking out because they're rebuilding it, but they're rebuilding it exactly the same. They're saying there's not the money, and even if we had the money, it would take blah, blah, blah years. Right. So, yeah, it's absurd. It's ridiculous. But so is New Orleans. So there. Anything fun on the internet, Chris?
I'm going through some of the news stories here.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll see about pulling up this survey they had here. Survey on...
Survey says...
Simmons Landmark Gay Lesbian Consumer Study.
What?
I pull up the actual one here. Top five cable networks viewed by the GLBT population in the last week.
HGTV?
No.
Bravo?
No. I'm surprised Bravo's not on there.
Desperate Housewives.
A&E.
Lifetime.
Lifetime is
under... Oh, brother.
That's Libbo TV.
Lifetime. Television for women and gay men.
Victim of the Week movie.
Yeah.
I just love what it is.
A&E, Discovery Channel, Lifetime, HBO, and CNN.
Hmm. Wow.
HBO figures.
Obviously.
Let's see. Trying to hear. Okay. That's it?
That's it?
Huh?
They talk about this whole... Okay, let's see. It was... I guess probably what you have to do is you have to buy the thing. From them.
Great.
With estimated buying power of $60 billion, the GLBT population is drawing increased attention from advertisers and marketers. GLBT adults are more likely than the total adult population to have participated in the following activities in the last 12 months. Dined out at a restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
Not fast food. Cooked for fun.
Yeah.
No.
Cooked to survive.
Attended a live concert.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Attended theater show.
Yes.
Went to a dance program last week.
Gone to a nightclub, bar, or dancing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not in a long time.
GLBT adults are more likely than total population to enjoy buying new gadgets and appliances.
Marital aids.
Be the first among their friends to have the latest electronic equipment.
No.
No.
Get the electronic products they want regardless of cost.
No.
Pretty much.
Or say their friends ask their advice when buying electric equipment.
Yeah. That all depends on their income, level of income.
Because you see, here's the thing, which is that for so long, I've been hearing this myth about how wealthy, you know, us gay males are, and most gay males that I know are just as church mouse poor as I am.
You're right. There are a lot of borderline
beer belching.
Yeah.
Womanizers.
I mean, I don't know of anybody here at Roundtable.
Beer belching homanizer?
No, womanizers.
I like homanizer. Homanizer.
I don't know of anybody here at Roundtable who will go to a club that has a $10 or $20 door charge.
No, that's right.
No, we get the
I'll give you $40 a month. Let's go.
Well, especially young gay people don't really generally have a whole lot of money.
No, I'm with the other fool standing in line waiting for my free admission over at South Beach.
Yeah.
Hey, I was doing that.
That's the only thing we're actually on time for.
Free? Really?
Then you leave at 1 o'clock, and there's still a line at the door.
Yeah, no, it stopped 2 hours ago.
So, no, really, so many of the gay men and women that I know work very hard, very long hours on very uncomfortable days. Mm. So many of us are going to work when so many others are coming home from work.
There's that.
You know, and how they come.
It all depends on what type of work you're talking about. You know, if I'm coming home,
we know
you're going
to work.
Well, Roy,
you start prostituting a long time ago, so.
Hey, a day's work is still a day's work, no matter what time it starts.
I guess.
Oh, yeah, that was World War II, wasn't it?
Yes, Chris.
Something from PFLAG. NFL Commissioner Paul Tagliabue and his wife were honored by the New York chapter of PFLAG, Parents, Families, Friends of Lesbians and Gays, mm-hmm. with the 2005 Stay Close Individual Leadership Award. Part of it is because Paul Tagliabue gave a sizable donation to PFLAG because Paul Tagliabue's son is openly gay. Drew Tagliabue.
Does he play?
Drew Tagliabue. I like that.
Does Drew play tight end, wide receiver, fullback, or halfback?
There's a picture of him, I could probably tell
you. And anyway.
Drew Tagliabue.
Openly gay. Probably a wide receiver.
He's a left guard.
The Stay Close campaign has had a program has print advertisements featuring famous people and their gay relatives, including Cindy Lauper and her sister, Ben Affleck and his cousin Jason.
All right, so there is.
Hey,
he's got some gay genes.
Rosario Dawson and her gay uncle.
She's great.
And Paul Tagliabue spoke at the dinner for his love of Drew and Drew's partner, Mark Jones.
Mark Jones.
From Australia.
Mark Jones.
Oh, no.
Who? Mark Jones.
Oh, stop, please. Chris, are you making this up?
No. You can find out more about it at outsports.com, won their case in the were being sued for because they put a picture of somebody who raced in an L.A. marathon. And the person said that, you know, people are going to think he's gay because his picture was on a site geared towards gay athletes.
God forbid.
So he won his case that was so Outsports won the case, which was argued on Bravo TV.
Shouldn't it be called Homer?
I didn't know Bravo TV counted in court.
Really?
Bravo TV is doing did a reality show based on a law firm. And it was some high-powered a lawyer out in Los Angeles mm-hmm. who was finding legal associates. And so it was elimination style. You argue the case. And basically what you're doing, it's similar concept like with what they do with Judge Judy and all that.
Oh,
you're
cool.
going into a binding arbitration.
Cool. Yeah.
And so the people who argued in favor of Outsports won the case for them.
Yay!
So,
all right, good.
Very good.
A new gay magazine has been launched called Bara, which is the language for the word out. It's a quarterly magazine for gay Arabs.
Wow,
that's cool.
A Lebanese non-governmental organization, Helam, which fights for the rights of homosexuals, has begun publishing Bara. And this was reported in the Lebanese Daily Slate. It's a free space for all gays and lesbians in the region to express their feelings of social oppression and stigma. Lebanon, a relatively moderate Muslim country, hosted the International Day Against Homophobia last May.
Wow.
That's a big breakthrough.
That's really something.
Especially seeing in Islam, you know, that they don't look too kindly on that.
In the Arab world, homosexuality is totally prohibited, both legally and socially. It's considered a sin against God and is unacceptable behavior. Mm-hmm. Homosexuals in many Arab countries are harassed, even jailed if traced.
None of Abraham's various descendants seem to like homos too much.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there was the story of the trial recently of gay teens
in Iran.
Yeah,
there's a lot of Buddhists who hate us, too.
Not as many.
The Spokane mayor had pictures of gay men on his city computer.
In Iraq, how would they punish that?
I hear Fox is about to launch a reality TV network.
Okay, hold on. I got two people talking at the same time.
Huh?
Let's have him talk for a moment.
I'm sorry.
So.
I didn't...
I mean, you at least have headphones. You could hear he was talking.
Something that's kind of, you know, I don't know how funny it would be. Depends on who you are. But, you know, Saddam Hussein, you know, and in some countries out there, they cut your hand off if they find out you're stealing. Hmm. What do they do to you when they find you having sex with another man?
They cut your head off.
They cut your head off?
Yes. It's the penalty is death.
They, like, castrate
you
or something?
No, they kill you. No, the penalty is death.
Ah, oof.
Yeah, it's
steep sentence, huh?
Yeah, well, yeah.
It's pretty biblical.
Well, you'd be getting the ultimate head, you know? Ooh, wrong.
Hit him.
Okay, you go now.
Sorry.
Now that he's brought the conversation to a screeching halt.
Eerie silence.
No, I see where Fox is launching a reality network. Do you hear anything about this?
No.
Yeah, it's already been launched. It's called Fox Reality.
Yeah, I was downtown Thursday morning and they were passing out like poetry magnets or something to promote the new network.
Yeah, you have to have satellite cable to watch it, and they're paying other. I mean, they're showing not just ones that are on Fox.
They're showing other
television. They're getting as many there. I saw the last time I was over to friends that had that station and was watching it. It was a marathon of Last Comic Standing.
Oh boy!
Oh god!
And what does this? And what does that have to do with homos?
Well, there's a lot of gay people in the reality. I mean,
oh, that's true. In reality, they are. Yeah.
You have to have a homosexual.
No, you're right. You're right.
Show.
You know, that's probably true in terms of MTV and then the other shows. Mm-hmm. The reality shows probably have gotten middle America used to sort of regular gay people.
Survivor's first winner was Prince Machiavelli. Richard Hatch.
And on a recent show. With the recent show, I mean, he introduced himself as the fat naked fag.
Well, and somebody else, I forget, somebody famous was saying that he's their favorite reality show gay person because he's so atypical. He's not all prettied up. He's not all this. He's just this sort of regular schlub guy, you know, who's like trying to get everything he can out of it.
Yeah.
And I sort of see what they were saying, you know.
And then, you know, he runs into trouble between the IRS and, hitting
that,
his son.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Mm. I mean, it just goes to show sometimes there's not that much difference between straight people and gay people.
But, yeah, no, I mean, there was a lot of us in the reality. That's what I'm surprised with Logo. That, you know, there's so many of the different shows that they could have...
Right.
Yeah.
...culled from the Viacom family.
Mm.
You know, and like every so once in a while, you'll see some of the reality. I was teasing before about the one MTV show they do called Date My Mom, where the guy would have to date the mother of this girl he wants to date. Well, they've had gay versions.
Wow.
Yeah, I've actually seen one. And, you know, it's weird
so
watching.
So you have to date
and they only
dad
pick,
or
no,
the
you
mom?
Date, you date the mom.
Wow.
Imagine
how great.
That. And, you know, it's a little weird watching these guys. You know, they're going out with a woman and. You know, and then when they come to the get to the end of it, it's so kind of hokey. They usually find this beautiful scene across the beach, or they're on a cliff,
and the guy steps out of a limo.
Limo pulls up that has the three guys in it, and their mothers are the in the normal would be the women, and the three mothers would be there, and the guy has to sit and say, "Well, I don't want to date your daughter or your son because of this," and then the person steps out of the out of the limo.
Oh, yeah.
And on the gay one, they pick the most shallow guys. And so they're going, "Oh my God, I can't believe I gave up that."
Uh oh.
That and on the show, one of the guys' moms, that she actually got a tattoo. On the show, when she went on the date with the man in question, and I'm like, why the heck would you do that?
It's, you know,
why the heck do people do most of what they do?
You know,
when it comes right down to it, you know.
I mean, no, with reality, it's, you know, it has. I mean, the real world really is one that set the standard for for not just reality television, but
first,
for gays,
you know,
visibility.
The real world had the token homosexual, and then they started bringing in, you know, the one or two to kind of liven it up a little bit.
Nowadays, it's, you know, it's unfortunately it's become so formulaic that they
I think what they ended up doing with this last season when they did it out of Austin, they really didn't have an openly gay character.
Yeah, that's right. I think. Yeah. I didn't see any of it.
But, you know, the I think it was the soldier, the female soldier. You know, she supposedly in her interviews there said that she, you know, she was bi-curious. Hmm. So, you know, they kind of pumped it up at the beginning. Like, ooh, we're gonna have the soldier going down on women. And, I don't think ever that any
hey,
of stuff came
to
fruition.
House, straight guys. House, do you hook straight guys? You know.
Yeah. But no, it's.
You pay them money? I don't know. I've seen some.
I said hook, not pick up.
Well, hook and pick up. Come on, you're speaking language that has multiple meanings.
True. Yes.
Well, I mean, it's sort of, you know, reality shows and getting used to gay people, and people are getting used to gay people. And I mean, and it's not related exactly, but I have to just say, you know, George Bush's. I looked at the paper, the New York Times today. It's at 38. It's even lower than it was. I am so thrilled. Karl Rove has to go through masses of reporters to leave his home. You know, it's starting to look like how they harassed Clinton at the end. So I can't help but have some feel sort of warm inside that, you know, there's a little bit of payback going, or maybe a lot if we're lucky.
3 years and some odd months.
But you know, with to talking about all these different gay shows, I can remember back in the early 80s when a very tame movie called Making Love.
Yeah, sure.
There was at least 3 to 4 months promo on that.
Mm-hmm.
And every gay, and I mean, people in the gay community were just like so excited and so beside themselves.
And it's not bad.
And today, that movie would be considered so mild.
Well, it was groundbreaking because it was the first. There had been underground gay movies and independent, like, small-budget things.
And they always
but
had
it was,
bad
it
endings.
It was the first. No, not all of them.
So many of them were the gay person committed suicide.
There was, by that time, there were some that weren't that way. But this is the thing, landmark about that. It was the first mainstream one with name stars that were big Hollywood stars.
Yeah.
And that's what was so groundbreaking about it.
Mark Hamill, and I can't remember the other guy.
Yeah, I can't remember either. But he's a lawyer in one of the TV shows now.
Why can we not always remember the other guy? I mean, you have a person that's the star of a show, and then there's the other guy. It's like, well, the other guy.
If I watch
three
tenors, there's Sam and the other guy.
If I watch more TV, I can tell you his name. Somebody who watched a lot of TV could tell you his name.
That's none of us, then.
Really. Maybe we need some more TV watchers to come and be on the program.
Oh, you're summoning the couch potatoes. Uh-oh. Calling all couch potatoes.
They're not moving.
No.
Oh, okay.
They're couch potatoes. Yeah, come on. They don't move.
Click, click.
Dial tone.
Gentlemen.
Yes.
Is it that time again?
It's that
yes,
time.
It is.
30 seconds.
Well.
Bye now from KPFD on the planet Earth.
Well, be gay and be happy.
You have been listening to After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude. A continuing tradition here on KPFT.
Don't forget to check out our sister program, Queer Voices, every Monday night, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. We love to hear from you, our listeners. We want your story ideas, discussion topics, event announcements, love mail, hate mail,
dirty pictures!
And there are two ways to get it to us.
Snail mail is After Hours, care of KPFT 90.1 FM. 419 Lovett Boulevard, Houston, Texas, 77006.
Our email address is afterhours@kpft.org. If you missed a show or want to share a part of a show with a friend, check out our online archive at kpftarchive.org.
We will be back next week, and hopefully you will be able to join us. On behalf of the crew of After Hours, good night and have a great week.
This is listener-sponsored, commercial-free, Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT 90.1 FM Houston and 89.5 FM Galveston. You can always find us on the World Wide Web at kpft.org.
One plus one is two, two plus two is four. And if the yolk's still a little runny, that's what you call fried over easy. Always talk quietly in the library. How you give a Zerbert? Some people have innies, some people have outies. Here's the church, here's the steeple. Open the doors and see all the people.
If you're going to be 2 hours late, pick up the phone and call.
Remember, you're always teaching. Teach carefully. React with rage and kids will learn it's okay to do the same. Keep your cool and kids will do likewise. For a few quick pointers, visit actagainstviolence.org or call